Blog Talk Radio.
I don't have much, but I really want to give a gift to you. I've been wanting to know that I love you so much. I want to give to you. There's so much I've been wanting to say, but words cannot convey all that I feel inside. Now my heart's an open book. Come close and take a look. I want to give to you. Oh Lord,
I give you praise.
This is the gift I choose. This is few minutes and say thank you, Jesus. Just stop. Hallelujah. He's been good to you. Every time I get up in the morning, I stand on my feet, I say thank you, Jesus. I give you praise. You've been better to me than I've been to myself. You watched over me all night long. You let your angels encamp around about me. Thank you, Jesus. Every time I get sick, you're my doctor on my sick bed. Hey, thank you, Lord. You watch over my children and you keep them. Thank you, Jesus. Just looking above.
nothing new to say about Jesus, because he never appears the same way all the time. Hallelujah. And it's so great when you know him. And it's so great to know a man that will be with you anytime, through any kind of problem. All you have to do is just call on him, and he's right there. That's why I love to sing about him.
Today, just to praise you. I came here today just to lift your name on high. Lord, I came here today just to say how much I love you. I love you just because you are. Here today, just to thank you. I came here today just to express my gratitude. Oh Lord, I came here today to let you know I really love you. I love you just because you are. From all you've done for me, I didn't come to ask.
you to do anything, 'cause I know you love me. You've proven that so many times. I love you, Jesus. I just come to worship you today.
Just because you are.
Oh my. And I will lean down on my own understanding, Lord. In all of my ways, I acknowledge you, Lord. You are not a man that you should lie. Yeah, yeah. And you will do what you said. You the master of the universe, a power is in your hand. I'll try to put my every trust in you.
You do what you say. You will.
where I've never seen. Into the holy, holy of holies, I wanna know you the way I've never known. I surrender, I wanna know you more.
after me. I wanna know you more. Reveal yourself to me. Reveal yourself to me. Reveal yourself to me. I wanna know you more.
Reveal yourself to me. Reveal yourself to me.
Reveal yourself to me.
Reveal yourself.
I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of His blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace be unto you. In the name of Jesus, we bless the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, we repent, for the kingdom of God has come nigh unto us. O Lord God of hosts, hear our prayer. Give ear, O God of Jerusalem. Behold, O God, our shield. Look upon the face of thy anointed. For a day in thy courts is better than a thousand. I had rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. Lord, we ask that you pour your grace upon our lips in the name of Jesus Christ. According to Psalm 45, verse 2, Lord, we ask that you release your grace and glory upon our lives. In the name of Jesus Christ, according to Proverbs 3:34, and Luke 2:14. Jesus, we thank you for your grace and the forgiveness and the forsaking of our sins. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, dwell among us in grace. In the name of Jesus Christ, according to John 1:14-16. Lord, let your grace be bestowed upon us. In the name of Jesus Christ, according to Acts 11:23. Lord, let your grace be upon us for ministry. In the name of Jesus Christ, and with great power, he gave the apostles witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them all. Neither was there any among them that lacked. Lord, let us walk in your grace for signs and wonders to be wrought by our hands in the name, according to Acts 4:3-3. And now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all them which are sanctified. Lord, we ask that you connect our faith to the abundance of your grace in the name of Jesus Christ, according to Acts 5:15. Lord, we ask for a revelation of your grace to walk in the fullness of your redemption. In the name of Jesus Christ, according to Romans 5:15. Lord, we thank you for the grace of God locating and releasing itself on your end time remnant. In the name of Jesus Christ, according to Romans 11:5. Lord, we thank you for the full power of your grace in our lives. Crush the power of Satan in the name of Jesus Christ, according to Romans 16:20. For all things are for your sakes, that abundant grace may through the thanksgiving of many redound to the glory of God. For which cause we fear not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. For our light affliction is but for a moment, worketh for far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. For ye know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for our sakes he became poor, that yet through his poverty we might be rich. Lord, help us, give us the focus to grow in your grace. In the name of Jesus Christ, according to 2 Peter 3:18. Lord, help us to know the manifold grace of God. In the name of Jesus Christ, according to 1 Peter 4:10. Father, let us find grace in our time of need. In the name of Jesus Christ, according to Hebrews 4:16. Father, let the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with our spirit. In the name of Jesus Christ, according to Galatians 6:18. Let the word of Christ dwell in us richly, in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, singing with grace in our hearts to the Lord. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ be with us all. In Jesus' holy name, we pray. Amen and amen. Let us say the Lord's prayers in concerto this morning. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory, forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Good morning, Holy Spirit. We honor you and bless you this day and during this time and season of your awesome and mighty moves in our lives. And over this, I am that I am, Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. Holy Spirit, we thank you, for you are here only to glorify Jesus and to do the will of Almighty God. May God's perfect will be done during this early morning devotion. We ask you, Holy Spirit, to release your love, your power, and glory during this time. We pray for your tangible presence to saturate the airways and our hearts. Release your glory in the morning. Permeate the atmosphere. Let everyone that is listening or that will listen experience a life-changing encounter with you. That the name of Jesus Christ will be glorified. Anoint us with your Holy Ghost and power and overshadow us. Let the Spirit of Almighty God descend upon us as a dove and lightning and lead us into God's holy paths and ancient paths of truth and righteousness. Let your morning dew fall upon us and bring fresh holy manna from God's holy throne room. We drink from the fountain and spring from the river of life. Holy Spirit, we love you. Lead us and guide us into all truth. Holy Ghost, anoint this altar of prayers, praise, worship, and devotion. We rededicate this altar of prayers to you. Let it be cleansed of the blood of Jesus Christ, purified with the Holy Ghost fire. Let this altar of prayer be a global altar of prayer for every tongue, nation, tribe, and kindred. Let us magnify the Almighty God. We pray for signs, wonders, and miracles, but most importantly, for salvation of lost souls. We also pray for a most intimate relationship with our Father in heaven through Jesus Christ. Thank you for opening the heavens. Thank you that your holy angels are now ascending and descending from your holy throne room, enforcing your grace, your love, and your biddings in our lives. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Good morning once again, my brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. This is Apostle, I am Apostle Marco Buraboyu from I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. Welcome to our praise, worship, and prayers for early morning devotion. Let us continue in prayers. Our Father and our God, we praise you and thank you. Your word says, in everything give thanks, for it is the will of God. We extol you, our King, and we thank you for your manifold goodness and mercy. Thanks for your sustaining grace. Thanks for you are always faithful. Thanks for loving us so much, Holy Begotten Son Jesus, so our relationship with you can be restored and reconciled. Jesus, we thank you for sending your Holy Spirit, who is teaching, leading, and guiding us into all truth. Holy Spirit, we thank you for glorifying the name of Jesus. We welcome you and we love you. Take a big control of this devotion and every single detail of our lives. We repent of all our sins. We are truly sorry for all that we have done that did not glorify your name. Thank you for the precious blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus wash away all our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Release the blood of Jesus over our atmosphere, the cyberspace, the networks, this radio block, over our families, our homes, and ministries. We claim all the unlimited benefits that is in the blood of Jesus. We invoke your covenant in the blood of Jesus and activate the resurrection power in Jesus' blood in every area of our lives and in this devotion. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel. Father, we thank you. We put on the full armor of God and the armor of light. The helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth according to Ephesians 6:10-18. Thank you, Lord, that you are a wall of fire around us and the glory within us, according to Zechariah 2:5. Thank you that your holy angels are ministering to us, protecting us, enforcing your biddings, your grace, your love in our lives. We thank you that the heavens are open. May your glory be revealed in the most spectacular and miraculous way. We bless you and thank you for souls being saved. We thank you for healing, deliverance, restoration taking place even as we are praying. We bless you and thank you, Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray and let all God's children say amen and amen and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Highly lifted up, Jesus, Jesus, you are highly lifted up, Jesus, Jesus, oh.
You are highly
Father, we bless you and we thank you this morning. We give you the glory, we give you the honor, O God. I pray, Jesus, that you prepare your people's heart to hear and receive what you're speaking to us this morning. In the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, let there be a mighty move in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, we give you the glory and we give you the honor. Blessed be the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We know we should honor God. What does it mean to honor God? To honor someone means to respect and esteem them. The degree of honor we bestow on someone varies greatly depending on their position and achievements. For instance, the honor bestowed on a child for making honor roll is quite different from the honor bestowed on a commander, for winning a war. We honor people for a variety of reasons, including their position, power, accomplishments, integrity, intellect, etc. We demonstrate honor through the attitudes, affections, and actions we direct toward the person being honored. The attitude we have towards those we honor includes regard, respect, and reverence. The affections we experience towards those we honor include admiration, adoration, or even awe. The actions we take towards those we honor include praise, submission, and obedience. For instance, children honor their parents through submission and obedience. So what does it mean to honor God? To honor God means to give him the regard, respect, reverence, admiration, adoration, praise, submission, and obedience, which are due to him. To honor God means to worship him in all our attitudes, affections, and actions. The essence of what it means to honor God is revealed to us in what Jesus called the first and greatest commandments. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the great and first commandment, Matthew 22:37-38. Note that honoring God cannot be limited to external performances or rituals or ceremonies. Jesus commands us to honor God with our lips and hearts. Hypocrites honor God with the words of their mouths, but their hearts are far removed from him. Matthew 15:8-9, let's look at it. These people honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. In vain they worship me, teaching as doctrines the commandments of men. God is deserving of the highest honor. Complete surrender of our lives to his glory and loving service. Romans 12:1. I appeal to you, dear brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship, because of both who he is and what he has done. He is our creator, sustainer, and redeemer. Our very life and breath comes from God. It is in him that we live and move and have our being. Acts 17:28. For in him we live and move and have our being. As even some of your own poets have said, we are indeed his offspring. All that we have received from him. All things have been made by him and for him. We can only honor God if we live not for our own glory, but for his glory. He is worthy of all honor. Take, for instance, God's position in Psalm 47, verse 7. For God is the king of all the earth. Sing praises with a psalm. We honor, for instance, God's position, God's power. Exodus 15:6. Your right hand, O Lord, glorious in power. Your right hand, O Lord, shatters the enemy. For his accomplishments. Revelation 4:11. Worthy are you, O Lord and God, to receive glory, honor, power, for you created all things by your will. They existed and were created. Integrity. Isaiah 6:3. And one called another said, holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. His intellect, Romans 11, all the depths of the riches and wisdom and knowledge of God, how unsearchable are his judgment and how inscrutable his ways. No matter which category we choose, God is to be honored above all. The honor all to God is perfect and infinite. He is perfectly and infinite honorable. 1 Peter 1:16. Let me repeat. He is perfectly and infinitely honorable. 1 Peter 1:16. Since it is written, you shall be holy, for I am holy. Revelation 4 living creatures, each of them with 6 wings, are full of eyes all around within day and night. They never cease to say, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. For us to present ourselves as living sacrifices to honor God is more than the duty dictates. Luke 17:10. So you also, when you have done all that you were commanded, say and say, we have unworthy service. We have only done what was our duty. Yet, scripture informs us that all mankind has failed honor God as we should. Romans 1:21. For although they knew God, they did not honor him or give thanks to him. But they became futile in their thinking, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Our sins are not only violations of God's law, but a source of his honor. Psalm 51:4, against you, you only have I sinned and done what is evil in your sight, so that you may be justified in your words and blameless in your judgment. We demonstrate dishonor to God through our disobedience. Because of our disobedience, we live under the impending doom of death and destruction. Ephesians 2:1-3. And you were dead in trespasses and sins in which you once walked, following the course of this world, following the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that is now at work in the sons of disobedience, among whom we all lived, once lived in. Romans 3, 23, but we all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Matthew 25, 41, then he will say to those on his left, depart from me, you cursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. But God, because of his great love for us, sent his only son, Jesus, who honored God through his perfect love, humility, and obedience, and died for our dishonorable sin, guilt, and shame. Ephesians 2, 4 to 10. But God, being rich in mercy, because of the great love which he loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved and raised up with him and seated, and he seated us with him in heavenly places. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Through Christ's life and resurrection, God has made the way for us to be reconciled to him. John 14, 6, Jesus said, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except to me. But Romans 5, 10, for if while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his son, much more now that we are reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. The Father tells us that we cannot honor him. Hallelujah. The Father tells us that we cannot honor him. Let me read it. Unless we honor his son, Jesus Christ. Let me repeat. The Father tells us that we cannot honor him unless we honor Jesus Christ. For the Father, John 5, 22 to 23, for the Father judges no one, but has given all judgment to the Son, that all may honor the Son just as they honor the Father. Whoever does not honor the Son does not honor the Father who sent him. Let me repeat. Whoever does not honor the Son does not honor the Father who sent him. Therefore, if it is impossible for us to honor God unless we receive Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, it is through faith in Jesus that God removes the shame and dishonor which our sins deserve and credits us with the honor and holiness of Christ's righteous life. In addition, God gave us his Holy Spirit to indwell and empower us to live for God's glory and honor. John 14, 16. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper to be with you. And all these are empowered by one and the same Spirit, who apportions to each one individually as he wills. 2 Corinthians 3, 18. And we all with unveiled face, beholding the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from one degree of glory to another. For this comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit. Galatians 5, 22 to 23. For the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and against such there is no law. Spending eternity glorifying and honoring God for all that he is and has done for us through Jesus Christ will be much more than our duty. Much more than our duty. Revelation 5:12, saying with a loud voice, "Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and might and honor and blessings. It will be our delight. You make known to me the path of life. In your presence, there is fullness of joy. At your right hand, there are pleasures forevermore." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We cannot honor God unless we honor his son, Jesus Christ. John 5:22-23. We cannot honor God unless we honor his son, Jesus Christ. Therefore, it is impossible for us to honor God unless we receive Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. It is through faith in Jesus Christ that God removed the shame and dishonor which our sins deserve and credits us with honor and holiness of Christ's righteous life. Hallelujah. This week we have been preaching about celebrating, honoring Jesus Christ. Sometimes people will ask, but you're not honoring God. Yes, we are honoring God when we honor Jesus Christ. We are honoring our Father in heaven. When you honor Jesus, you receive him as your Lord and personal Savior. Hallelujah. This evening, join us on our AM radio blog for our prayer conference. I just give you an overview for my husband, Reverend Boyu, and I were coming loaded to bring what it means to honor and celebrate Jesus. You heard remarkable speakers, great anointed women pouring their hearts out and telling you what it means to celebrate and honor Christ. You heard about worship. You heard about presenting your bodies as a living sacrifice. You heard so much this week from Sunday to Thursday. We're going to close the week today and tomorrow and seal this conference, my husband and myself. So join us. This is a time to honor. Just by joining us is honoring God, because you're heeding that call and God is speaking to you. Hallelujah. So join us this evening. Tell your friends. Tell your family. Let them join us so we can honor and celebrate Jesus Christ. Not with just praise and worship, but with our hearts. With our hearts, not a form of godliness, denying the power within. Hallelujah. If you celebrate God, God will celebrate you. Jesus will celebrate you. You honor him, he will honor you. But that honor is for Jesus. Having that heart of humanity, he took upon himself the form of man. Hallelujah. What do you see? Humility. Hallelujah. To those of you that do not know Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, the honor that you can give him is by receiving him as your Lord and personal Savior. As a matter of fact, it's a gift that he's giving you to receive him because he loves you. It is not desire to see you perish, but he wants to see you have everlasting and eternal life. Not only here, not only in heaven, but here, living an abundant life. Hallelujah. Repeat this prayer after me. Dear Lord, I admit that I am a sinner. I have done many things that don't please you. I've lived my life for myself. Lord, I repent. I ask you to forgive me, Lord. I believe that you died on the cross for me to save me. You did what I could not do for myself. I come to you now and ask you to take control of my life. I give it to you. From this every day for you, and in that way it pleases you. I love you, Lord, and I thank you that I will spend all eternity with you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. You have received Christ as your Lord and personal Savior. Find a Bible-believing church. Read your Bible and pray every day. Fellowship with other Christians. Share your faith in Christ with others in the name of Jesus. Welcome again to the body of Christ. There's a celebration. Hallelujah. Can you imagine a celebration? Because you have received Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior. Why? Because you have honored God by receiving his Son. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes should not perish, but have eternal life. Praise the name of Jesus. When you honor God, when you honor him, you receive Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior. You do his will by his grace. After actually receiving grace, hallelujah. I'm so excited that he hears our prayers. He hears our prayers, answers us. Even those of us that in North Carolina, what did he do? He heard the prayers of his sins. And the hurricane, yes, it's here, but not in the full strength that it should have been in. And he's still doing it. Saving lives. Because he hears the prayers of the sins. But he hears your prayers because you honor him. He hears your prayers because you receive Christ. You do it by grace. You see, when you receive Christ, you receive grace. Hallelujah. That's love. That is love. I'm so elated. Hallelujah. His grace. His love, his mercy. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So this morning we bless God for each and every one of you joining us this morning. Don't forget this evening, dial 858-220-7940 and receive the powerful word of God. These 2 days, the Sabbath day actually starts on Friday evening, And then it ends on Saturday at sundown. So you're going to get just this evening. It's a double portion. Hallelujah. Tell someone the good news about Jesus Christ. We love you. I am Apostle Marco. Pray upon you. Have a wonderful and blessed day. Those of you that are through this hurricane and the hurricane, we just ask God to keep covering us with his precious blood. Those that are stranded in their homes, we pray that the Lord will keep them covered in his blood and safe. And those that are reaching out the newspaper, the new networks, the first responder, the FEMA people, all those, we just pray for God, the covering, for God to send more angels to keep us covered under the blood of Jesus, keep us hidden in his secret place. We love you. God bless you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Just call the name Jesus. Just call the name Jesus. Just call the name Jesus. That's where the power is. Greater love have no man than this, than lay his life down for his friends. He's the source of everything you need. His name's above every other name. In majesty, he'll come again. So don't you worry, just call the name. Just call the name Jesus. Just call the name Jesus. Just call the name Jesus. Where the power is. Just call the name Jesus, Lord. Just call the name Jesus. Just call the name Jesus. That's where the power is. Oh. All power in heaven and on earth belongs to him and him alone. There's nothing he cannot fix for you. Oh.